The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome all. It's sweet to see the names streaming through. So yeah, happy to be with you, and let's sit. Just as you take your posture, a sense of your body remembering all the practice you've done, all the goodness you've nurtured, all the letting go and the patience, the equanimity, all the stillness. All the determination, just getting a little sense of the wholesomeness of that karmic stream. And of course, we can trace that back further, not just our life, but we're here because of the lineage of understanding, of love, of compassion. We're beneficiaries and also will be causes for more goodness in this stream of Dhamma. Just feeling into the blessings of this path. It could have been otherwise. We could have lived a whole life never listening to the voices of longing within us, longing to be free. As we contemplate this kind of blessing, gratitude, things get quiet, still. Perhaps you make the soundscape, the field of sound and silence, the object of attention. There are all the outer sounds, sounds from wherever you are, sound of my voice, but also the inner sounds that we usually just call thinking. And we just make the entire soundscape one field. Not distinguishing so much inner sound. Outer sound. And also those moments of silence. The heart cannot rest amidst clinging. So we relax, we surrender to the imperfection, the human condition. We find ways of giving the heart some rest. Because so much is asked of our heart. It's not indulgent or self-serving to let it rest.